Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 583. What is the most underused skill in parenting? I'm going to give you a clue. It begins with E. So today on the show, I'm going to be discussing this. But before I do, I want to say thank you all for tuning in and listening to another episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I really appreciate all my listeners. I appreciate all the emails I get. I appreciate all the reviews that I get on whatever platform it is you tune in from. It means the world to me to know that what I am doing is helping you. It brings me such pleasure. It's music to my ears, and I have always appreciated supporting and educating people in whatever capacity to help them navigate life better wherever they are at. So I want to talk about an underused skill in parenting. And if you tuned into episode 582, you will have heard me talk about FOMO and fear. And, you know, every time I say something like what is the most underused skill in parenting, and I have an idea or a word in mind, which I do for this one, I'm suddenly thinking of lots of other words or lots of other underused skills in our parenting. And one of them absolutely is awareness, which doesn't begin with E, which is not what I'm going to be talking about today. But underpinning everything in our parenting, we have to be aware of ourselves, aware of how we are showing up, aware of when we are parenting from fear. Because let me tell you, fear drives us for so much of the time as parents. It's scary being a parent today. We've just been through a pandemic. It's even more terrifying than it ever was, because many of us are left in a position where we really are, we're kind of at a dead end. We just don't know what to do anymore. In the wake of the pandemic, we've been left with kids who are overwhelmed, anxious, dare I say depressed. There are more kids contemplating taking their lives than ever before. This is very serious times for parents. The use of devices and the effects of that on our kids' developing brains is, it terrifies me. The thought of it all just terrifies me. What I see certainly in my own kids and what I see around me and what I hear from my kids, from their friends, and other parents that I socialize with, and the parents I work with. It's a really scary place to find ourselves. And it's neither wonder so many parents are at a loose end, at their wit's end, and feeling really overwhelmed because they just don't know what to do. And so this underused parenting skill that I'm going to talk about today is something that we can all do. But to do it requires us to be vulnerable, because we cannot show this unless we are prepared to be vulnerable. The word I'm talking about is empathy. And the definition of empathy, not according to anyone, but according to me, is the ability for us to walk in another person's shoes. In order for our children to feel seen, heard, understood, that they matter, that they're worthy, that they're good enough, we have to have empathy for them. In other words, they have to see hear and understand that we are putting ourselves in their shoes. And if we parent from that place, our kids suddenly feel like we have their backs and that we've got them. And that the most important, the five basic needs of every man, woman and child, Maslow's needs, Maslow's hierarchy, are to be seen, heard, understood, feel worthy, feel like we matter and feel like we belong. A sense of belonging is really important. And we'll only feel belonging if we feel seen and heard and understood. So to instill that, or to parent from that place, empathy is something we can use to help our kids feel like we see them, we hear them, and we understand them. But for us to do this, it forces us to step in their shoes and therefore embrace whatever it is that they might be feeling. And that might be uncertainty. It might be not knowing. It might be accepting what is. And that's difficult to do sometimes, especially if we don't really like what is happening, especially if we are scared of what we are seeing. When we have a highly explosive or angry or physically abusive child, it's very scary for us. So if we go into fear, we will fight them or run from them or freeze in the face of whatever it is they're doing. And when we are in that space, we can't be empathetic. So what would empathy look like? It's the ability to listen and then reflect back to your child what you have heard, and then use some compassion and say, I really feel for you. I can see that you're having a really hard time right now. And you can use stories, relate to their story with maybe a story that you've got. You could say, I remember when I was at school and a teacher had been nasty and mean to me in front of the class and I was so embarrassed and I felt ashamed. You can say, I know what that feels like. I've had that happen to me. And I can see why you're feeling as mad as you are. I'd be mad too if someone spoke to me like that. So what tends to happen, though, is they'll come home and say, oh, I hate my math teacher. She's just so mean. And we see them being reactive and saying not very nice things about the math teacher. And we go to try and fix it. Say, you know what? You've only got her for another 3 weeks, or don't worry, it'll be okay. We try it. We dismiss it. We sometimes even deny it and say, oh, it can't be as bad as you're making out. You know, you always are talking about your teachers like this. They're not that bad. You know how hard it is for teachers right now. And what that does is it makes your child feel like you don't listen, that you don't see her, don't hear him, don't understand. And then they actually feel like they're not worthy of being heard, that they're not good enough. So by using just a little bit of empathy, it can go a long, long way to connecting you to your child's needs. And when we are connected to their needs, then we can give them what they need. So we can then help them, and then we can influence them, guide them, support them, stand beside them, help them. Whatever it is they need, we can meet those needs by staying aware of our inner landscape. How am I feeling right now? How is this situation making me feel? Okay, I'm feeling really mad right now. So in that situation, if I know I'm getting mad, I have to do something to help me stay less mad. Because me getting mad is not going to help. And some of you might say, but yeah, if you don't get mad at them, then they're getting away with it. No, I'm going to challenge you and say, if you get mad, your child is more likely to get away with whatever it is they're doing. If you stay calm and you stay in control of yourself, you're self-regulated, you will be able to perhaps use consequences, perhaps set a boundary, hold a limit. But we render ourselves redundant when we enter the ring with our kids, whether they be 3 or whether they be 23. If we fight them in their ring, we go down fast and we can't help them. Not only that, we're not role modeling anything to them by us getting mad in front of them. If this was anyone other than your kid, you probably wouldn't get mad. Why are you getting mad? Because it's your child. Because you're emotionally connected to them. Because you don't like seeing them suffer. And so when we see them suffering, it makes us scared. And when we're scared, we react. When we react, we might yell, we might be angry, frustrated, overwhelmed, and it doesn't help your kid. They're not getting away with anything. They're simply not going to be able to develop the emotional intelligence they need if you as a parent are not able to keep yourself calm enough to be mindful, which is being open to the present moment as it unfolds with no judgment, but kindness and curiosity and openness to what is. Do you know how hard that is as parents to actually be like that? No, I daren't even say all the time. I don't think it's possible. But I know it's possible to be there for a good bit of the time. But to be there for a good bit of the time, you have to be so aware of yourself. You have to change from the inside in order to get change on the outside. So you have to change how you're showing up. And when we are unaware of what fear is doing to us, we cannot use the skills we need that we have when we're parenting our kids. So we underuse or don't even use a lot of the skills that we have. You know, most parents are empathetic, compassionate, supportive to their kids, but we can't be that when we are parenting from fear or overwhelm or frustration. So it takes vulnerability to use empathy because it forces us into the discomfort our children are feeling. And we don't like that because it's uncomfortable for us. We don't know what's going to happen here. We don't know. But if you can do it and you can offer the empathy and you can stay open to what is, not dismiss things, not bury them under the carpet, not deny them, not blame, shame, guilt, or any of that, but be in the moment with our kids, however they are feeling, and reflect back to them what we see in them with compassion and use empathy, then the magic happens. Then our kids feel seen, heard, and understood. They feel like they are worth it. And then what we can do is we can encourage them, which then gives them the courage to handle whatever comes their way. And I talk a lot about encouragement and praise. There's no one-on-one session that goes by without me talking about encouragement and praise and the benefits of praise and the perils, the benefits of encouragement and the perils of praise. I'm going to be talking about it soon in our one-year group coaching program that I've just started with an amazing group of parents. So excited to be with them and supporting them for the year. If it's something you're interested in, do reach out to me, louise@yourparentingpartner.com. I might be able to start another group at some stage in the year, but I will hopefully be making it an annual thing and hopefully something that parents will want to do, that will wait for and will be motivated and encouraged by me and anybody else that they read or follow, to raise our bars, to be better, to become better versions of ourselves, to be more aware of ourselves, to understand that change starts with us within. And that's how change will trickle out into the behaviours of those around us, namely our kids. So thank you so much for listening and tuning in today. It's been great to chat. I always enjoy showing up authentic in the heat, in not the heat of the moment, but in the moment, talking about something. I don't know how I come up with what I talk about, but I seem to be able to find things to continually bring to you that hopefully will pique your interest, intrigue you, and inspire and motivate you to raise your bars. So if you've enjoyed this, please don't forget to share it with somebody else, someone who's never heard of this show. Ask your friends, see if they've heard of it. If they haven't, spread the word. And till next time, I really look forward to being with you, and have a great day wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And I will talk to you next week. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar, guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.